Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sacred Song Reiki, an enlightened journey into spiritual and mystical discovery. Join your guide, Priscilla Gale, as she helps you to discover new sources of energy and techniques that can truly heal you of a variety of different issues. Now, here's your host, Reiki master, teacher, and spiritual leader, Priscilla Gale.
Good morning, hello, good day, good afternoon, good evening to you all, and welcome to Sacred Song Reiki. I want to continue the journey we started last week by looking at and talking about some of the more modern traditions of Reiki that have begun to emerge over the last couple of decades. And in preparation of doing that, what I'd really like to start out with is just a reminder to touch on who we are, what we are really, and that is that we are infinite beings. We are spirit in physical form. And in the center of that physical form is our heart, is love. Now, as I said, as far back as my first show, when chi is, or ki, is gone, we are gone. Everything that has energy has chi. So our bodies are filled with chi. Now we provide nourishment to our bodies. We give it food, we give it water, we give it rest. And those things not only honor our bodies, it helps it to work efficiently. And the result can be longevity with good health. But our emotions play a strong part in all of this, has a very strong effect on our bodies, on our chi. So if we hold anger, if we hold resentment, sadness, or self-loathing, ki or chi becomes blocked, it becomes stagnant. It's no longer flowing properly. So our cells are not being nourished. We are not being nourished. So it is important to release these feelings of anger or sadness, resentment, in order to restore our chi, which restores our good health, and ultimately restores our happiness, and you move and live as your best self, and you will live longer. So I'd like to start today with the tradition of Sekhem Reiki, sometimes pronounced Sekhem or Sekhem. There are indeed various spellings of this tradition, but Sekhem Reiki is considered founded and developed by Patrick Ziegler. Sekhem is a vital life force component of the soul in Egyptian mysticism. That's considered to be the equivalent of prana, rauch, or ki, or chi, of other systems. This tradition includes multiple levels and symbols, and personal self-growth. The system tends to produce offshoots of itself. Now, Patrick Ziegler spent time in the Middle East in 1979 to 1980, which included spending a night in the Great Pyramid of Giza, where he received a spontaneous initiation. He experienced an unusual mystical connection to what he would later call the Psyche energy. After rediscovering Psyche, he then received Reiki training from Barbara Ray at a later date. He is said to have used the Reiki training attunement process and the divine guidance to transfer Psyche energy to others. Before returning to the States and receiving his Reiki training, he remained in the Middle East and spent time studying with the Sufi Sheikh. The Sufis he had studied with danced in an infinity pattern. So the infinity symbol, rather than the spiral, plays a strong role in this tradition. Now later, Ziegler worked with Christine Gerber, who channeled a spirit guide that named the Psyche energy and initially made it use. Collaborating with many others, a variety of new symbols and traditions were under the Psyche umbrella. Some of these traditions involved Egyptian mythology and mysticism, which includes Isis Psyche, a tradition relating to the Egyptian goddess Isis. There is also Angel Psyche. This is a tradition that uses the Judeo-Christian archangels in the healing process. You see, it's already transforming itself. The most common system is the seven-faceted Psyche, originated by Phoenix Summerfield. Summerfield, over a number of years, and was one of the early practitioners involved in the birth of Psyche with Patrick Ziegler. Another spelling of this energy work is SKHM, all in capital letters, and it is the latest in the 16-year evolution in the energy system of Psyche, and it was also created and taught by Patrick Ziegler. It is also referred to as the SKHM All Love Energy Systems, which uses meditation and reflection to access the energy under the guidance of an SKHM teacher rather than symbol attunements. With this, there is no attunement by a master teacher. The master teacher, who has already experienced initiation, supports the student in their own process of opening and initiation. Along the way, there is a deepening of understanding and an emotional clearing. This energy system is then said to have opened the way to create other new systems of Reiki, such as Teramai and Karuna Reiki. So spellings of the word differ. It can be spelled Zaihim, Sekhem, SKHM, and Saihem. From its early history, those involved have elaborated on the basic theme in each her or his own individual ways, thus clearing a way for a variety of schools to be created. There are few definitions of the word Zaihim, but it always contains the meaning of power in a spiritual manner. Might, the natural force, vital force, or any spiritual power of the psychic force. Its meaning can be place of gods, or habitat of the gods, place of power. It is commonly said that Zaihim is of a different vibrational frequency than Reiki. The first three of the seven facets of Zaihim are equivalent to the levels of Reiki, and use the same symbols. Thus, facets 4 through 7 might be said to be of a higher vibration. Even in Reiki, it is said that with each successive attunement, the ability to channel more or higher vibrational energy increases. As Zaihim is the first or second series of attunements which many people receive, this fact might have been easily missed or overlooked. The following covers three distinct versions of Zaihim Reiki. Most of these systems teach and attune into all the Usui traditional Reiki symbols, as well as some additional symbols. So the first style of Zaihim is very close to the traditional Usui Reiki. The first facet is taught like traditional Usui Reiki. There are four attunements. The second facet has two attunements. It teaches three traditional symbols and several variations on the power symbol, distant healing, and mental emotional balancing. The Master Facet 1 attunement has one symbol. It teaches how to attune to three levels. Fourth Facet 1 attunement. Additional symbols, attunements for animals and inanimate objects. Fifth Facet 1 attunement. Additional symbols, personal empowerment attunement. The second style of Zaihim has a strong Egyptian feeling. It has two facets with 11 steps to each facet and four levels. Each facet has initiations and contains references to Sekhmet. The prerequisite for this is Reiki to Usui, Reiki 2. First level is called Zaihim Adept to Initiations. Second level is called Zaihim Master Teacher. One initiation teaches 9 symbols and how to do the initiations, along with other information. The third style of Zaihim is Tibetan, with new symbols and understandings at each level. The first level, one initiation and hand positions are given. Second level, one initiation, 3 symbols, their names, meanings, and use, and distant or absentee healing technique. And third level, one initiation, 13 symbols, 7 hot and 6 cold. These symbols are letters and names of the Tibetan alphabet. A treatment is also taught utilizing all 13 symbols. It is not hands-on. Rather, for about 45 minutes, the person stands while the Saihim practitioner dances the symbols into the aura. During the process, one feels very much like they are merging with the earth. I will continue with Sekhem. Lineage is Helen Belot. And Sekhem is a complete energy system and everything with everything that is inherent and implied in that term. It is promoted as healing energy, but it can become a pathworking and a way of life if you so wish to embrace it in such a way. There are definite benefits in this method of working with the Sekhem energy. And we will return after this break exploring Sekhem energy. We'll be right back.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out? Experiencing difficulty sleeping? Having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services including sound vibration as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
And welcome back. So, continuing our exploration with Sekhem energy, this is a bit different in that as a path working, a way of life, it can change you depending on how you embrace it. Now, it is called living light energy, as it is neither static nor set, but will change and develop as mass consciousness in the world changes and as that consciousness can support it. In Sekhem energy, there is only one source of energy, that being the Great Spirit, source or whatever God means to you. But how the connection is made and at what level will affect the qualities of the energy as delivered. It is a very important point. If you are to receive or be a receiver of the energy. Now, Helen Bellot is the reintroducer and custodian of this ancient Egyptian energy system of Sekhem. She has remembrances of a number of lives as the high priestess in the very early temples of ancient Egypt. And so this system was updated and introduced by her to suit the current conditions of today. This is not just healing energy. It is a complete energy system with everything that is inherent and implied in that term. It has surfaced now, at this time, to assist humanity to change our vibrational rate quickly and easily so that both mankind and the earth may ascend to their higher purpose. Sekhem energy is very balanced, and it possesses a gentle, loving aspect that currently is attributed to the feminine. Mankind having lost the balance of male and female in the last 2,500 years. That balance must be reinstated, not just between the sexes, but within each individual. And Sekhem helps us to do this quickly and with ease. Sekhem works on a totally different concept and philosophy to other energy healing systems. And although there are some similar sounding systems, it is said that none can compare to this high vibrational energy that works at the very soul level. It assists you, to take responsibility for your life, for your healing, to heal, to grow both personally and spiritually, and so become more of who you really are. All systems are valid, and Sekhem is an ongoing system that changes and develops as individuals and mass consciousness can support these changes. Currently, it is considered one of the highest vibrational healing systems. It is taught in 3 separate levels. And then the master level can be applied for in writing if you wish to teach it. There are no prerequisites necessary to do the first level, except an interest in the energy. For those who are used to working with high energy, the first 2 levels may be taught together. In all other cases, there is a lapse of some months between the different levels, as there is much knowledge that comes with the use of this energy. For Sekhem has a depth and a penetration into all areas of the body, mind, and spirit that simply must be experienced to be believed. Sekhem is taught in three separate levels. There are many symbols taught, and these symbols include Usui Reiki 2 and Master Symbols. Now, there is also Archangelic Sekhem Reiki. That is a prerequisite for Reiki Master. Archangels, like all angels, are an intelligence, a power, and personification of a specific aspect of God. And the energy that power represents. When one is attuned to Archangelic Sekhem Reiki, they work within the Sekhem Reiki with the archangels, with the seven archangels who stand before the throne. Each of the seven archangels represents a different aspect of the source. And so they are used to connect those aspects of Sekhem Reiki source. Sekhem Sekhem energy is unique for each person, and each individual typically experiences in a way that they are most comfortable with. Once you begin to define it in the way you experience, it does not have an effect in the same way that others perceive it. It will be unique to you. And this is why, or possibly why, there are so many variations of Sekhem and Sekhem that have emerged. This is why when someone says, oh, Sekhem is a feminine energy, many will experience the goddess energy. Some say it is a fiery electrical feeling. And then that is what is passed on to others. The most common experience that people tend to express is that they have a feeling, a sensation of very deep love. Love. Some may cry. Occasionally someone will get angry. Whatever the reaction or response, each response is only a reflection on what is on the inside of each person. And that is why I opened with us being infinite beings, but we have will, and our emotions play a strong role in our health, in our healing. I would next like to move on to Teramai Reiki and Teramai Sekhem Reiki. This has a very long lineage. I'm taking some of this from Kathleen Ann Milner, who originally learned the Rakuke Reiki system up to the master level, and also Saihim up to the master level. First, she taught the Teramai system as just plain Reiki. Later, she was guided to call the system Teramai Reiki and Saihem, which includes energy activations of Sakara, fire, angelic light, air, Sophiel, water, earth elements. Time for us to take another short break. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America, Seventh Wave Radio. We'll return exploring Teramai.
Awakened Media for a Transforming World. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out? Experiencing difficulty sleeping? Having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services including sound vibration as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
And welcome back. And we had just started before break talking about Teramai Reiki. Kathleen Ann Milner says that Reiki is earth energies, and Teramai Saihem is fire, air, and water energies. The four basic symbols taught in most Reiki schools are included, and the added symbols given to Kathleen by higher being are hearth and zonar, which are taught in Reiki 2, and halu, taught in the Reiki master level. In her experience with the higher being, she was given the information on how to include three new symbols into the Reiki attunements and training. Again, the symbols being hearth, zonar, and halu. Now, Teramai Saihem is different compared to other forms of Saihem or Sekhem. when Kathleen was given the Sakara, angelic light, and Sophiel, she realized that what she was given was similar to the energies of the psyche, which she was already using. However, the symbols and the means of passing the psyche energy is different to what is taught in other psyche lines. With the combination of Sakara, angelic light, and Sophiel, the energy vibration becomes higher, and it takes on a golden quality. Teremai Reiki and Teremai Psychem can be taught in separate classes. There is a difference between the Reiki and the Psychem attunements. However, there is an attunement in which both Reiki and Psychem can be passed on at the same time. If they are taught separately, then Reiki mastership must be reached before moving on to learn Psychem mastership. So there are 3 degrees, or what can be taught as 3 degrees for Reiki and 3 degrees for Psychem. In Teremai Reiki Psychem, first degree, 1 initiation. It teaches Reiki history, Usui precepts, hand positions for self and others, and you receive, or the student receives, the violet flame attunement. Teremai Reiki Psychem, 2nd degree. 1 initiation. Teaches the 3 traditional Reiki symbols with 2 additional symbols from the higher being along with other symbols, their names, meaning, and usage. Distant healing and the Yod attunement. Teremai Reiki Psychem mastership, 1 initiation, the order of Melchizedek initiation, symbols, 1 traditional. 1 symbol from the Great Being, which is an initiatory symbols. 2 symbols for Yod. 1 symbol for violet flame. One learns the combination of breathing, contractions, and color sequence to pass on the Reiki Psychem attunements, and the sequence on how to pass on the Yod initiation, violet flame attunement, in order of Melchizedek. Kathleen requests that all those who are taught up to the Teremai Reiki or Psychem Master be given a registration form that is to be filled out and sent back to her. Kathleen has trademarked the name Teremai, so if you learn her system and also want to learn and or teach any other Reiki or healing energy systems at the same time, you cannot continue to use the name Teremai. She's quite clear on that. Now, there is also New Life Reiki Psychem. The lineage is Marcia, Jean Borak, and Margot Deepa Slater. Margot Deepa Slater is a trained Reiki and Psychim teacher. Now, having sustained acquired brain damage in two very near fatal accidents, one in 1984 and 1985, she was introduced to traditional Reiki in 1986 and completed Reiki 1. In 1988, she went on to do Reiki 2, which led her to explore the teachings of Reiki worldwide. She has a fascinating story. In 1991, she traveled to the United States and, through a strange series of coincidences, commenced training in Encinitas, California, hope I said that correctly, with Marcia Jean Borak, a Reiki and Psychim master teacher. Marcia was a student of Zen Buddhism. She had studied and majored in anthropology and had traveled widely. She lived in a house that is reported to have looked like an Egyptian temple and taught in a typically paradoxical Zen way. She was involved in all sorts of activities seemingly unrelated to teacher training in Reiki and Psychim, such as personal chores like gardening and housework, banking and shopping. Years later, Margot realized that Marcia's teachings were of the most profound kind, in that a spiritual experience could be gained in the simplest of tasks. In 1991, Margot returned from America to Australia to pioneer the teaching Seichim Sekhem, which at this point in Australia was unknown at the time. Interestingly enough, upon her return to Australia, she became violently ill. And during a high fever, she later said she experienced a vision of Mikao Usui and the appearance of an unknown woman at the end of her bed. There were no words spoken or exchanged, only a transference through feelings and pictures. She was shown she was safe, and she was not to be afraid. She saw mandalas, fierce-looking deities, as well as others who appeared friendly. Once her fever broke, she felt she had had a most profound experience that words could not explain or articulate. However, she was most certain, an inescapable, strong knowing that Reiki were even if at those first moments of awakening she did not yet understand how. Once she began to teach Reiki Psychim, she was criticized by an angry Reiki community, stating that she was bastardizing a secret and sacred tradition. As she continued to initiate and teach versions of traditional Reiki and Psychim, she found herself guided to extra and different movements and symbols. She found herself working with tantric yoga points, which eventually led her to explore Buddhism. And it was here she began to put the pieces of her vision together. She began to recognize links between ancient traditions of the mystery schools, Enochian magic, tantric, Taoism, and Tibetan mysticism. In 1992, she experienced the Way of Five Bodies and Sekhmet, the primordial Egyptian goddess. Margaret felt strongly that within the teachings of Reiki and Saihim lay hidden truths. So thus she named and taught New Life Reiki Saihim and New Life Saihim Sekhem, the unknown woman at the end of her bed, Kuan Yin. We'll be back after this break.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out, experiencing difficulty sleeping, having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services, including sound vibration, as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Welcome back. So what were those hidden truths within the teachings of Reiki and Saihem? The hidden truths led to the Lion Path, or Path of the Bodhisattva Warrior, and to the esoteric teachings of a secret Buddhist sect known as the Shingon Buddhists. Shingon teachings are private and confidential. They place great importance on three secrets of body, mind, and speech. And according to these teachings, every person possesses these three functions, all of which harbor secrets that lead to the attainment of enlightenment. The secret body finds expression in various hand gestures and meditation postures. The secret mind relates to the five wisdoms, which the comprehension of reality is then possible. The secret of speech relates to the recitation of sounds and mantras. Through rituals, which are rooted in these three secrets, a connection between practitioner and a particular Buddha or deity, together with the recognition of various archetypal energies, are brought about. Here, the state of Buddha in me, me in the Buddha, can be realized. This is a spiritual journey, unfolding through self-discovery, creativity, self-recognition, and awareness to consciousness and enlightenment. So while there are many different forms of Reiki, Saihim, and Sekhem, all are valid, and all contain hidden truths. What makes New Life Reiki Saihim and New Life Reiki Sekhem different is that they encompass the teachings of the Bodhisattva warrior. New Life also embraces the activation of the rings of the thymus chakra, linking particular practices and disciplines involving mudra, mantra, harmonic, geometric shapes, symbolism, visualization, and the invocation of the archetypal deities and practices of the healing Buddha. So, there are several levels of degrees for New Life. Level 1, New Life Reiki Saihim, and Level 2, New Life Saihim Sekhem, are presented in weekend seminars. They can be learned as a meditation practice or as a hands-on healing practice. Levels 3, 4, and 5 are all two-week meditation retreats. Now these levels, these three levels, are for those students who wish to travel the path of exploration of themselves. This contains Buddhism, the teachings of the ancient mystery schools. And level 6 and 7 are teacher training levels. So that really concludes for today the various Saihim, Sekhem, Saikhem, SKHM, Reiki offshoots that have occurred. And so we've traveled from Egypt to Tibet. So as we begin to conclude, let me focus on saying to all of you who are students, always ask questions of the teachers. But above all, you must trust in your own gut, instinct, and feelings. If you feel you know something to be a truth, then it is truth for you. There is a great gift awaiting each of us. And the road to our own greatness lies within. You must know you are worthy to receive. Whichever road you choose to walk, enjoy your earthly walk. As Mikao Usui conveyed, trust. All will be revealed in time. So I like to conclude every broadcast with the five precepts. The secret of inviting happiness through many blessings. The spiritual medicine for all illness. For today only, do not anger. Do not worry. Be humble. Be honest in your work. Be compassionate to yourself and to others. It has been my pleasure to spend this hour with you. I invite you to email me at willowsong518@yahoo.com. And I wish you this week much love and blessings, and I look forward to being with you next week. It's Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki. Bye for now.
Thank you for taking this journey with us today on Sacred Song Reiki. Please join Priscilla Gale again next Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Until we talk again, have a beautiful and healing week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thwavenetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.